Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
It's Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3 with DNZ. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1, 2, 3 fantasy sits or red lights. We're gonna start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 3? D.
All right. So first up, I've got the MVP of the league so far, and that's a Mr. Daniel Jones, the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. He will be taking on the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee this weekend, and it's hard not to start him. You can go out there, get him on the waiver wire, or if you have a person you could trade with, I'd go get him. Number two, and this is just because it has to happen. It has to. Nico Collins, the wide receiver of the Houston Texans. He has to play well this weekend. They're playing Jacksonville in Jacksonville. He has to. I can't imagine a scenario where this man doesn't have over 100 yards receiving and doesn't have like a touchdown. Okay? And the last one for me is, let's see this guy's, Troy Franklin, the wide receiver on the Denver Broncos. He is the best wide receiver they have. He's the one, he's the only one doing anything this season. He's scoring the touchdowns. He's got the receiving. He's got 12 receptions for 133 yards so far. He averages 11 yards per catch. My man is playing. He's doing better than everybody else on the team. Mims, nowhere to be seen. Cortland Sutton, don't want to hear it. This guy, start him. Troy Franklin. What do you got, Z?
Wow, that's a deep cut right there. That's an absolute deep
Troy
cut.
Troy Franklin, Denver Broncos wide receiver.
There you go.
They're going up against the Chargers.
There you go. I got to start, and this will probably seem like a chalky pick to you, but you got to go Bijan against the Panthers when you're the leading rusher. And
tell me something I don't know.
And the leading receiver. Okay, so here's what you're going to get. 2 touchdowns and 150 rushing yards. There you go. That's what it's going to be. He's going to run down their fucking throat. He's not even going to need to catch the ball because the Panthers are no good. Big deal. That's a big one. Number two. Second one. Sticking with it. Bucky Irvin against Lupus. Yeah. What more can you say? That defense wasn't defending shit. So, Bucky Irvin, expect a big day. They like to run to establish the pass. And Bucky Irvin is the best running back they got in Tampa Baker. Number three. I gotta stick with running backs. I'm going Javonte Williams against the Bears. Javonte Williams has been really good this year. So he's certainly establishing himself. And, you know, we thought it was like a throwaway signing at the beginning of during the offseason, but he's thriving in Shoddy's system. And you know what else is shoddy? The Bears defense. So I say roll with Javonte Williams. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, so first up, I mentioned it earlier. They're trash. Ashton Jeanty, Raiders rookie running back. I mean, it's not happening. It's like, I don't know how at this point you can trust anything that he's going to do, and he's going up against the Washington Commanders front seven. On the flip side, another guy, I just don't trust him until he does something. Omarion Hampton, I don't care if they're playing Denver. I don't care if Denver gave up all those yards to Jonathan Taylor. Omarion Hampton, don't trust him. I'm sitting him. And the last one, and this might be surprising, but it's Jalen Hurts. I don't trust Jalen Hurts against the Rams defense, who almost beat them last year in the NFC divisional round. Last time he played the Rams, he was 15 for 20, 167 yards or 150 yards, no touchdowns. And then on the ground, he had 10 rushes for 70 yards and a touchdown. I'm not signing up for 15 points, dude. So Jalen Hurts is my last one. What do you got, T?
Yeah, those seem to be some pretty straightforward ones. In light of what's going on with injuries and everything, and poor performance, I have to really consider sitting the Vikings defense.
Wow.
Not great. Not great. And Jake Browning did enough that he can make some noise here. Right? He showed somewhat of a command of that offense. They still have Chase. They still have Higgins. They're probably going to be able to move the ball. Yes, Brian Flores has a reputation, but something just seems off. Just something just does not seem right. Pause on the Vikings defense. Another defense to sit. The Steelers. They've been god awful.
They're supposed to be the best defense of all time. That's what they were touting.
Living on reputation. Started. Living on reputation, living on name value. They brought in Jabril Peppers. Right? Just another name. That's all. The Patriots are by no means a great offense, but at the same time, they're competent. And this Steeler defense is vastly overrated. Sit the Steeler defense. And number three, sit the Giants defense against the Chiefs. You sense the theme here. I don't have between.
What's going on with the Giants defense? That was supposed to be something that we could hang your hat on. That their front seven was going to get after it. They've got Dexter Lawrence. They drafted a guy, Burns, on the middle linebacker. What's going on?
Burns, Carter, they're not getting home. And if they're not getting home, the defense is getting stretched. And if the offense is not staying on the field very long, like in Washington where they got their doors blown off, you're getting worn out. They look gassed. They look absolutely gassed. They look stretched thin. Do I expect them to play better? Absolutely. As the season goes on, their secondary is better than it's been playing. Their pass rush is better on paper than it's showing. But I don't know. The Chiefs will have something dialed up. And I don't think that the Giants will be able to contain it, especially if Shane Bowen is going to coach not to lose as opposed to win. So Mahomes is elusive. We already know this. If they can get a consistent running game going, that's all you need to know. The Giants can be gashed on the outside. That has not changed. Some things have not changed about the Giants' defense. That's one of them. If you get to the corner, you're going to have a big day. And I think they're going to face a pissed off Chiefs team who's coming to MetLife to make a point. So avoid the Giants defense at all costs this week. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you're taking on Sunday or Thursday. Up to you. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.